16, if you'll go accept, we've got an uplink for you. And I've got the news if you're interested.
Okay, there's Blue and accept, and yeah, we're interested.
Okay, former President Lyndon Johnson is resting comfortably after he was hospitalized again following an increase in his heart rate. He's hospitalized in San Antonio. Vice President Agnew, speaking here in Houston, has asked the nation's supermarket executives to hold the line on prices. If prices for food continue to soar, Mr. Agnew hinted at mandatory federal controls. President Nixon added a stop during his scheduled trip to Moscow. Prior to returning home, he will stop off in Poland to discuss Polish-American relations. The Moscow trip in late May is still on, despite some fears that recent developments in the Vietnamese conflict could affect the president's visit to the Soviet Union. State news, the Texas governor's race is still a hot item, but no word yet from John Conley, who said he may speak out on the wide-open race. Congressman Bob Eckhart says the U.S. needs at least three large super-ocean ports to keep in contention with the world market. He says the Galveston-Houston area is a prime super-port site. And a little sports news. The Astros captured their first victory of the year with a 7-2 win over the L.A. Giants. And some scores on the other games in the American League, Cleveland 4, Boston 0, Baltimore 4, New York 0. In the National League, St. Louis 5, Philadelphia 4, Los Angeles 8, Atlanta 3. The Boston Marathon, run yesterday on Patriots Day in Beantown, was won by a 25-year-old engineering student from Finland. Strangely enough, they've omitted his name. A 33-year-old Long Island, New York woman, Nina Kuzik, won the special ladies division. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Milwaukee Bucks are tied 2-2 in their Western Division playoffs in the NBA.
Charlie wants to know how Consolidated Jack Pine is doing.
Was that Consolidated Jackpot?
Jack Pine.
Roger.
Probably lost 3 or 4 points again yesterday.
Right. Charlie, I guess I haven't got those figures handy. We'll see what we can do. Okay, Charlie, and you can have a computer back, 60.
Yeah, that compensation you guys put up there really fixed that baby.
Yeah, seems to have.
Plus Kent's marks.